Hello, everybody. Dr. Lonnie Stewart here from the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. Are you a physical therapy student about to start studying for the National Physical Therapy Examination? Or maybe you're a professor, a program director, or a clinical instructor who teaches DPT students preparing for the NPTE? Either way, we would recommend checking out our sponsor, NPTE Final Frontier, and the community they've built around preparing for and succeeding on the NPTE. That exam and the preparation that goes along with it can be long, tedious, difficult, and stress-inducing, but it doesn't have to be. NPTE Final Frontier has the tactics and resources to help address all of the usual barriers. They even have scholarships to help with NPTE study courses, FSBPT registration fees, and even research opportunities. And if that's not enough, they're even donating to the very first annual HET Podcast Scholarship to be awarded at the end of every year. Go to npteff.com for all of the details and use code HET for 10% off all purchases. Links to both the NPTE Final Frontier and their scholarship options are available in the show notes. And now, let's get ready to learn.
Welcome back, healthcare education enthusiasts, to another Teach Me Something Tuesday episode of the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. I'm your host for this week, Dr. Megan Teets, a.k.a. Dr. T. So today we are talking about differentiated instruction. We are diving deep into the world of personalized learning, where every student's unique needs are honored and supported. So grab your notebooks and let's get started. Let's begin by defining differentiated instruction. According to Tomlinson, differentiated instruction is an approach to teaching that acknowledges and responds to the diverse needs of learners in the classroom. It involves adjusting content, process, and product to meet students where they are and help them reach their full potential. This can be done through a variety of different approaches, but the point of differentiated instruction is to meet learners where they are in order to offer them the individualized challenge to maximize that student's learning potential. Differentiated instruction isn't just about helping those who are struggling, but it's also about providing a sufficient challenge to those who are excelling in order to produce the most overall growth in the classroom. Now, I know this sounds like having to wear a lot of different hats and spin a lot of different plates, but there are a few things we can try to keep from overwhelming ourselves as educators, but also help more students cross their appropriate finish line. First, we have to talk about everyone's job in differentiated instruction. So let's analyze the role of the teacher in differentiated instruction. Teachers play a critical role in planning and implementing differentiated instruction. They must assess students' readiness, interests, and learning profiles, and then design instructional experiences that address those diverse needs. As Tomlinson emphasizes, teachers serve as facilitators of learning, guiding students through personalized learning experiences that support their growth and development. Tomlinson also points out that caring teachers know that their success and that of their students is dependent on understanding and working to meet those needs, both before and during instruction. And if you look through the vignettes she presents in her book, The Differentiated Classroom, the common thread seems to be implementing frequent assessments. Teachers who successfully practice differentiated instruction use regular assessments of their students, both formal and informal, to ensure that each student is meeting the necessary checkpoints to reach the goal well before the final exam on the unit. Performing frequent assessments of student performance while delivering instruction provides teachers with real-time feedback regarding students' level of understanding. This information can be invaluable and lets you as the teacher pivot when necessary, focusing more attention on concepts that aren't quite being understood and quickly moving past the ones that students have easily grasped. This involves frequent use of assessment to acquire that information, and research from 2014 out of the International Journal of Education and Applied Sciences supports the use of diverse assessment approaches, not only for a single unit, but also for individual students. We all understand that students have different learning styles, and we can really only assess how well they are learning if we apply different assessment styles that match their learning style. So in short, the teacher's role in differentiated instruction starts as the constant assessor. Next, let's explore the role of the student in a differentiated classroom. In this environment, students are active participants in their own learning journey. A strong differentiated instruction classroom has empowered students to take charge of their learning and feel safe to seek out the resources and/or challenges that they need. They take ownership of their learning, set goals, and engage in self-directed learning. Tomlinson's rules of thumb encourage students to challenge themselves, work collaboratively with peers, and reflect on their learning progress. Simply put, the student has to be an active participant in the learning environment. So far, I know this sounds like a lot of work on the teacher and not so much on the student, but when done correctly, differentiated instruction builds a student who is more capable and potentially harder working. Prove it, you ask? Well, evidence-based practice supports the use of differentiated instruction in improving student learning outcomes. Research published in 2023 out of Nursing Open, a professional publication for nurses and nurse educators, showed that differentiated instruction increased students' learning interests, promoted focused and independent thinking, and enhanced academic achievement. Those all sound like wins to me. And they are wins we can accomplish by implementing those frequent assessments we talked about, but also by not taking quite as broad of strokes. Tomlinson supports focusing in on the key concepts for students in order to provide them the foundational building blocks they need to move on to the next topic.
We are all aware that we are on a clock with a predetermined finish line that we're expected to help students cross. Focusing in on key concepts and connecting those things for students in meaningful ways means that we can spend less time covering the full breadth and instead equip students with the tools that they need to discover the full breadth on their own. This allows us as educators to focus our time and efforts on those frequent assessments and responsive, individualized teaching approaches, while empowering students for independent and peer-based exploration and learning.
Now, let's dive into the 7 principles for leading students in the differentiated classroom. These principles, outlined by Sousa and Tomlinson, provide a framework for creating a supportive and inclusive learning environment. They include recognizing learner variability, providing respectful tasks, offering flexible grouping, fostering a supportive learning community, encouraging student collaboration, promoting student autonomy, and maintaining high expectations for all learners. I try to employ these things in my own classroom in a couple of ways. During informal assessments of students' understanding, I will often tailor the level of challenge that is appropriate to the level of understanding that the student demonstrates. On a skills check for exercise prescription, the student who demonstrates advanced proficiency is going to get challenged.
I also prioritize my students taking a learning styles quiz during the orientation process of our program, because I think it's important for me to understand what kind of learners I'm going to need to direct the content towards during that year. This insight allows me to be informed on my students, and it lets them learn a little bit about themselves. These principles are important to employ throughout differentiated instruction, but those are just a couple of examples of how I try to apply them.
So finally, we've touched on Tomlinson's rules of thumb a couple of times here, but let's dive in a little bit deeper. These practical guidelines offer educators actionable strategies for implementing differentiated instruction in the classroom. From providing choice and autonomy to offering ongoing feedback and support, Tomlinson's rules of thumb empower teachers to meet the diverse needs of their students and create a culture of excellence in learning. One of my key takeaways was about thinking of assessment as a roadmap for your thinking and planning, because we typically know the target endpoint for our students, and so it makes sense to me to plan backwards from where I know I'm meant to be going. And I believe this helps me appropriately align the curriculum for my students' diverse needs. She also touches on the importance of designing lessons to keep students engaged and making sure that students have a voice in the classroom and a say in how they are learning. These rules of thumb are great and can often seem like common sense, but they're important to be reminded of as educators. So wrapping things up here, differentiated instruction is not just a pedagogical approach. It's a philosophy that honors the individuality and potential of every learner. By embracing the 7 principles and rules of thumb, educators can create classrooms where all students thrive and succeed. So that's all I've got on differentiated instruction. But before we go, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts from so that you can get our weekly insights, and check us out on all the social media platforms and follow our page. Until next time, guys, don't forget, keep it real and keep it nerdy.
Well, I hope that episode was entertaining as much as it was informational and educational. If you enjoyed this episode or any of our past episodes, we ask you to please subscribe to the podcast and leave us a rating and review. And please share out the episodes to those who you feel may be able to benefit from them. We also urge you to follow us on all social media platforms at HET Podcast and let us know what topics or experts you would like to hear from in future episodes. And just as a reminder, none of the information on today's show should be considered medical advice. It's simply infotainment or edutainment to help educate our audience. For medical advice, we always advise you to reach out to your preferred medical professionals, and we'll see you on the next show.